Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Bookmark's Book Festival celebrates good writing with the best of the best. This year, they're bringing New York Times bestselling authors, Pulitzer Prize-winning reporters, Grammy Award-winning musicians, and storytellers to the Triad for one glorious day dedicated to the art of the written word. On Saturday, September 8th, from 10:15 a.m. to 5 p.m., you're invited to enjoy the entire day from cover to cover with more than 40 authors and events spread out across 9 different venues in Winston-Salem's historic Arts District. There'll be food for thought with Andrea Chessman, author of Recipes from the Root Cellar. Confederates in the Attic author Tony Horwitz will speak on the main stage. Author Esmeralda Santiago will lead a program in Spanish and English. There'll be outdoor author explorations, much, much more, and it's free. My guest today is Bookmark's Executive Director, Ginger Hendricks. As a recent first-time mom, one area of particular interest for Ginger is reading and writing education for children. In full disclosure, 88.5 WFDD is one of the proud sponsors of this festival of books. Bookmark's 2011, looking back on it, your assessment, how it went?
It went really well. We had a 15% increase, which we always love to see. We had over 40% new attendees, so that always is exciting to introduce our different authors to new public and new readers, as well as having old readers come and old supporters. So
that's
it's
huge.
Just been fantastic. We were able to be in classrooms with 2,500 students throughout the year, which was wonderful.
And I understand you're even expanding some of them.
We have over 50% of our authors are going to be going into classrooms on Friday, September 7th, the day before the festival, on September 8th. They're going to be going to 30 schools. They're going to be in Clemens, Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point, and Kernersville. It's going to include elementary schools all the way up to colleges. We'll be going into Brunson Elementary, a Head Start through Family Services with 3 and 4-year-olds. East Forsyth High School, Philo Magnon Academy, Winston-Salem State, Wake Forest University, and many, many more.
Wow.
So we are really excited. A couple are doing school-wide presentations, so they'll have a large assembly hall, and then we'll also have groups of 15 or 20 students meeting with their authors.
Perfect.
For anywhere from a half hour to an hour and a half. I'd say it's a reasonable estimate to say on Friday alone, we're going to have over 3,200 students that will get to interact with our authors. And by the end of the year, we think nearly 5,000 students.
Wow. That's got to be satisfying for you as a mom and just having that kind of impact, that reach.
It's actually one of my favorite parts of my job is going in and hearing the questions that the students will ask and seeing them learn about things. These 3 and 4-year-olds at Head Start being able to learn about how a book is made, that it takes 3 or 4 years sometimes for a book to be written, illustrated, and then produced. And then to hear back from the teachers later on and them saying, gosh, you know, this student was not interested in reading or writing at all, and now they're writing a book, and they're very excited, and they're trying out something. And as a former teacher myself, I can speak to the fact that so often I would tell my students, oh, try this or look at this, but these authors, they come in, they say it once, and every student's listening, and that's really special.
Bookmark's Executive Director, Ginger Hendricks. The Bookmark's Book Festival is Saturday, September 8th from 10:15 a.m. to 5 p.m. with more than 40 authors and events spread out across 9 different venues in the heart of Winston-Salem's historic Arts District. The best part is it's free and fun for the whole family. You'll find links to the complete schedule on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.